With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 83. What are the debits and credits on my credit card statement? Today's question comes from Barry. He says, I need some understanding what my credit card portal information is saying. I don't quite understand the breakdown they've given me. I've got balance carried forward, £1,368, credits to your account, £1,914, debits to your account, £660, current balance, £113. Could you please give me a breakdown of this? My current limit's £3,000 and I think it means I've got £113 left to pay. But what are these credits and debits to my account? Well, Barry, thank you for your question. I'm glad you asked. It's vital you understand how a credit card works or you're going to get yourself into some financial difficulties. The good news is it's just terminology and it's quite easy to understand. Let's run down how your balance is stated in your breakdown. Balance carried forward, £1,368. So you start with your balance carried forward. This is how much you owed from last month. The terminology is from the standpoint of the credit card provider. So they've got an asset, money owed to them, and it is this amount. So they are owed from you £1,368. You then have debits to your account, £660. So the debits to your account are all the purchases you've made to the account during the current billing period and any interest you've been charged if you're not paying off your balance in full. A debit to your account increases that total debit amount that the bank is owed. The terminology is from the bank's viewpoint. So they did have an asset amount, a debit of £1,368, and then your purchases gave them more debits of £660. In your breakdown, you then have credits to your account. So that's the opposite. The credits to the account reduces the balance that you owe. And it's the total value of the payments you've made to your account during that current billing period. So to this point, you had £1,368 bought forward. You bought £660 worth of stuff and interest, the debits to your account, which brought your total to £2,028. You paid off £1,914. The credits to your account, and that results in your final balance, your current balance of £113, which you're correct to say is your balance carried forward and it's the amount that you owe to the bank. I hope that clears things up, Barry. Let me know if you need any more clarification on that. For any other listeners, if you've got credit card questions or any questions related to anything related to personal finance at all, head to moneystepper.com/submit a question and let me know what is bothering you financially. It'll be great to hear from you.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.